This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning and happy Tuesday, Rockaholics. Another moist commute for many of us.
Yes.
And you asked me, Sarah, how my eye was looking today, and it's not better. And so I was just wondering, should we start placing bets on when my ruptured blood vessel is actually going to clear out of my eye?
So what are we on? Day four?
Let's see. Friday's
of the red eye?
Yeah, day four.
Day four of the red eye.
The demon eye. I mean, what do you think? By the end of the week, hopefully?
I say if it's not better by Friday, you should probably think about maybe going to see somebody about it. I mean,
what are they going to do?
Let you know what's going on with it and maybe give you something to help fix it.
Eye drops, maybe?
Well, I already have some.
No, but like doctor ones.
I already have some.
They probably have some that maybe help that.
Well, there was some I got like Lumify or whatever that's supposed to help enhance the whites of your eyes. So I got that.
This is not the problem, though. It's not going to like eliminate the red eye because it's enhancing the white. You got to figure out how to get rid of the red in the eye.
Well, that's everything I have read on WebMD, guys, and Google says that you just got to wait it out.
No. If you read WebMD, that means you have cancer and syphilis.
And chlamydia.
Mm. It's a trifecta.
Yeah.
Well, okay, maybe I'll go to the doctor today.
I don't think you're going to. How often when you're talking to somebody do you feel like they're just staring at your eye?
I mean, at martial arts last night, there were two people that were like, wow, what's up with your eye? Like, just completely
You should have said Barrett's been working on his spin kick.
He's really good with the roundhouse, straight to the dome.
It's crazy. He's so short and he gets up so high. You do not want to mess with my son.
Fine, I'll go to the doctor.
Don't do it for us.
Yeah, I will.
Do it for you.
You do it for me.
You have a red eye as much as you want, Taryn Daly.
Oh, God. Well, let's inform the Rockaholics this morning.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today's the day because we care so much about you because you're our friend and we're telling you to go see a doctor about your weird red eye. It's International Day of Friendship.
Thanks, friends.
That's what we're here for. Unlike our Seattle Mariners, who are maybe the worst friends ever, they let us down. Okay, they won three games over the weekend. Yesterday, not so much. Boy, oh boy, I turned on that game, I think it was the third inning, and that's when just everything fell apart. They gave up 7 runs in the third and ended up losing 14-7. It was so bad, at one point it was like 14-3, and then they bring in a few runs. I'm like, oh wow, they cut that lead down to half. But half is 14-7. There's no chance this is going to be a win for them, and that's exactly what happened. But hey, Good news, I guess, Randy Arozarena, the new guy that they just got from Tampa, he had a home run. That was pretty cool. Cal Raleigh had a home run. I'm just trying to find the positives. They did make a trade, another trade before the trading deadline, which I believe is today. Justin Turner, they got him from the Toronto Blue Jays. He's a young guy, 39 years old. No, he's 39, but you know, he brings a lot of veteran leadership. He's also won a World Series, had a couple All-Star selections. He's been playing pretty well recently, so hopefully that helps. And we did have to officially say goodbye to Ty France. He's now off to the Cincinnati Reds. So farewell, Ty.
Well, I did not watch the Mariners game because I was busy watching the Olympics, and Team USA added 8 more medals yesterday. No golds, unfortunately. But we did end the day still leading the overall medal count with 20. We are in 6th place in the gold medal count with only 3.
Lame.
We did add a silver and a bronze in skateboarding, a silver and a bronze in women's swimming, 2 bronze medals in men's swimming, a bronze in men's fencing, and the men's gymnastics team took bronze in the team event, which is a huge deal because they had not medaled in that one since 2008.
It's been a minute.
We're back.
And the women's basketball team continues to just win and dominate. They just crushed Japan by 26 points. That was out in the first game, and they're just going to continue to win. I mean, it's been like just a beatdown for everybody. I can't remember exactly how many games they've won. It's like 50-something. It's been kind of crazy. Danny, I know you've been having a hard time getting hooked into the world of the Olympics. Well, now I have a reason for you to watch the Olympics, because today, U.S. soccer. You should go check it out. They're taking on Guinea, and if they beat them, then they will qualify most likely for the quarterfinals and become the first U.S. men's team to make the knockout rounds at the Summer Games in 24 years.
Wow.
So now you have a reason to watch the Olympics.
All right.
Here in Seattle, the U.S. Navy Blue Angels are here for Seafair, and they have practice flights scheduled coming up Thursday at 11 a.m., noon, and 2:20 in the afternoon. Then the main performances will be held on Friday through Sunday over Lake Washington. And this schedule includes various military and rescue demos. If you want to be a spectator, you can watch in person at Genesee Park or live on Kong TV and King 5 Plus on Sunday from 1 until 5.
That's the one. I love where we work now. I love the building that we work in. I love the studios and all that. But at our old building, every once in a while they were doing the Blue Angels like trial runs, and they would show up like yesterday, how they just kind of like fly through the area, and they would fly right by our building where we would see the planes just go, the Blue Angels just right by our window on this, before we were on the 16th at the time. That was freaking cool.
The coolest.
And super loud.
Yes.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 73 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
So yesterday during the Olympics, something awesome happened to the announcer saying this.
At one point in your life, I hope everybody in the world gets to experience something like that.
A red eye.
What was it that actually happened? We'll tell you at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
There was a ton of excitement last night at the Paris Olympics with the men's gymnastics team for Team USA. Steven Nederosik, he's the one with the
Superman.
Glasses.
Yeah, he's Super Clark Kent.
He looks exactly like Clark Kent. And apparently his nickname growing up was Spider Monkey. And it shows. He helped his team medal thanks to his performance on the pommel horse last night and ended up securing bronze, the first for the guys since 2008. And here's how that moment sounded.
It's a home run!
Oh my God! The drought is over! Team USA, they will be on that medal stand!
Olympic medalist Steven Nedorozic, you did your job.
Now it's official. The drought is over. There'll be no more questions of when. That time is now. Medalist at the Olympics, the U.S. men.
At one point in your life, I hope everybody in the world gets to experience something like that.
I'm never going to experience winning an Olympic medal, but thanks for throwing that out there, announcer guy. Monday, you all get to go on a pommel horse and win a medal.
Watching him on the pommel horse specifically, he makes it look so easy and effortless.
I remember when I was a kid watching these things, and I thought, I could do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You see this thing, and it looks really easy. And I'm not like that old, like maybe like 11 or 12. And I remember being somewhere, like some kind of gymnastics place where they had a pommel horse. It might have been even at like a school gym. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, this is the moment.
Well, now that your daughter's getting into gymnastics, you could try again.
I tried. I went on there. I'm like, this is a lot harder than I thought. The moment you get on that thing and you realize like how much balance and how much strength you need, this is impossible.
I mean, I feel like it's only one step away from some of the moves you were doing in breakdancing with Voltron in the day.
Let's not get crazy, Taryn Daly. There's not a chance in hell. I would break my arm if I even try to do that thing.
Well, afterwards.
Or I'd land on my head as well.
That too. Afterwards, Steven talked about this awesome moment.
I had a good feeling that our team was in a great spot. I just knew I had to go up there and do my job right here. I was super worried in my routine, and I was like, let's just get it done, let's go for it. And right here I was like, if I put this dismount up, Team USA gets a medal. I think you could see it right away when I land. Oh dude, goosebumps right now, man. That's the best moment of my life.
And after listening to him talk, they instantly drug tested him for marijuana. He sounds like such a stoner, man. I got goosebumps for life, brah.
I think he's like a senior at Penn State. He's just kind of a badass.
I know he's like all over the internet where he's like, he has his eyes closed and he gets in the zone. He's got his glasses on. And when he's ready, he just takes his glasses off like Clark Kent.
I mean, think about it. You got to take the glasses awesome. Off. You're going to get all fogged up with glasses on.
I'll be honest. I got hooked yesterday because freaking Olympics, they do a great job of like those like personality pieces, like the little story behind all the athletes. And they did a whole thing about all those gymnasts that are part of Team USA and like them and their parents and their girlfriends and everybody in their life. And I was just like, man, I want to see these guys do well. And it was awesome to watch.
Yeah, go Team USA.
And they're so supportive with each other. Like, they're just big bro energy, just like high-fiving and hugging, like just feeling it. I get it. They just won a bronze medal.
Yeah, it was a huge deal.
It was awesome.
I've been watching a ton of Olympics.
Yeah, way more than I thought I was gonna. Especially gymnastics. It's not usually my cup of tea, but because of Tatum being so into gymnastics, like it's kind of fun to be able to sit back and not watch LOL toys on YouTube for a change. I mean, guys, don't watch something else other than that. And it's been gymnastics.
There's a gal on our team, and I think her name is like Hesley or something like that. Hesley. She has only driven a car two times. She's 16 years old. She's only driven a car twice, and she's competing at the Olympics. It is bananas how good these kids are.
Did you see? I think it was Team Japan. And the guy was doing that same thing with the pommel horse, which, I mean, and I don't know what happened. They go, and he got real tired, like right at the end of his performance. And he's crushing it. He all of a sudden, like his body just shut down and he just kind of just fell off the horse or that thing. And it was like, at first I thought that was like he was doing that for like an artistic reason, like, ah, 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 and then like just kind of like crumbled. And then it just, the announcer was like, yeah, we don't know what happened. He just got real tired and he just stopped, like his arm stopped working.
Just short circuited a little
bit. It was so weird.
So is gymnastics, would you say, has been your favorite so far?
Skateboarding. I've been really into watching the skateboarding as well. I thought Team USA was going to get a gold and it came so close, but then that dude from Japan is just like a phenom.
I like looked up, I don't know any of the moves in skateboarding.
Yudo, I think his name was.
Yeah, he did a gnarly 270 backside flip, whatever, but I don't know any of the names.
No, that is exactly what it was.
That's what it was?
Yeah, I know. I could picture it in my head what he was doing. The gnarly 270 backflip kick.
And yeah. Yes, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
And every time I watch those guys, my knees just start to ache.
Oh yeah. What's the one in gymnastics where it's like the two poles and they got to like kind of like their bodies in between the two poles?
The bars.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Well, I know like the ladies, it's the uneven bars. I don't know what the men's bars are called.
Well, they're two parallel bars.
Maybe they're called the parallel bars.
Okay.
I think we just called it.
If that's what they're called, we are two of the biggest idiots. We would get a gold medal in being the two biggest idiots. I don't know what it is, but watching people do that just seems like, it's on a whole other level of just athleticism.
It's like they slam down and catch themselves on their armpits.
Oh, yeah, it's the uneven bars or the parallel bars.
Look at that.
There's two different.
What's that thing, you know, with the two bars and it's parallel to each other? That thing's pretty cool. I got goosebumps watching them do that, bro.
Oh, man. Well, go Team USA. It's very exciting times.
Again, everyone I talk to is all of a sudden very patriotic. It's kind of fun for a couple of weeks where we all get to kind of embrace being Americans and excited to see people do well.
I watched some basketball. I watched water polo, watched some equestrian events, fencing.
What about, fencing's been good.
Yeah. I don't know how the scoring works, but it's really exciting to watch. And why do they have the little, like, what do you call it? Like a string attached to their back. What does that do?
Well, they're robots, and that's how you turn them off so they don't kill anybody. When things get a little too intense, because it's very, aggressive, you gotta turn them off.
So many of these things we don't watch that often, so I'm like, I have a lot of questions. I feel like I'm learning a lot, but I have a lot to learn.
About the most random sports that we'll never watch again for another 4 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Well, what Steven said during his Olympic competition got us thinking.
Dude, goosebumps right now, man. This is the best moment of my life.
206-803-ROCK. We have a very simple question for you, Rockaholics, but we just need for you to call us up now. 206-803-ROCK. We'll talk to you and ask that simple question after POD.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steven Nedorosik helped the U.S. men's gymnastics team medal for the first time since 2008, and this was thanks to his performance on his specialty, which is the pommel horse.
Pommel horse.
Afterwards, he had this to say while watching his performance.
I had a good feeling that our team was in a great spot. I just knew I had to go up there and do my job. Right here, I was super worried in my routine, and I was like, let's just get it done. Let's go for it. And right here, I was like, if I put this dismount up, Team USA gets a medal. I think you could see it right away when I land. Dude, goosebumps right now, man. This is the best moment of my life.
I do love he was watching his performance while talking. You could see how giddy he was. And there was that one moment where he dismounts. He kind of does like a one-handed like handstand type of a thing. Like, yep, suck it, everybody. We got a medal. And then just lands.
So this leads us to ask a simple question. And that simple question is, what was the best moment of your life? That moment that gave you goosebumps. And we're going to start with Chris in Smoky Point.
Hi. So, for my 30th birthday, I got to race my three-wheeler on the ice at Silvertip Stadium.
You did not?
International Ice Racing Association.
That's awesome.
Yep, it was on my birthday, and they lined us all up on the ice. They had us step forward, and they introduced us one by one. And we were I was up on the Jumbotron, and they were like, "And hailing from so and so, Chris, whatever, riding the 250R ATC," and they had us step forward and wave, and the whole place was packed, and everybody just erupted with cheers and everything. As soon as you walk forward, I felt like I was on top of the world.
Chris, was this during a Silvertips game?
No. It was, they had closed off the arena for, they had the outlaw races. They had four-wheelers, they had three-wheelers, they ran the 70s gotcha. Out there. It was an amazing time.
Because what the mascot, Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes in between periods, he comes flying out on one of those, like the ATVs or whatever.
Yes.
And just kind of like just scoots all around the ice, and it's pretty awesome to watch.
And Chris, how did you do as far as your standings?
I did terribly. I had the wrong tires on.
Let's go.
But I had fun, though.
I love that.
A friend of mine, he showed up at my house the night before with a case of beer, a box of sheet metal screws, and we just filled the tires full of sheet metal screws, and we showed up the next day.
To weigh down the tires?
No, so we could get a little bit of traction.
Oh, that makes sense.
We didn't have actual tire picks. So we just used sheet metal screws, and we just screwed them into the tires. And, we re-ran them like that. And it was a super fun time. And they ran us with the ATC 70 class, but those guys have, 250cc, souped-up motors in those things. And they stomped us into the ground, but it was a super fun time.
That's hilarious. So I look over, and you're like, wow, these guys are actually very well prepared for this, and we aren't. We are going to fail miserably.
Hey, you know what? They made their modifications, and they tried their best.
I love them. They're like, let's just get drunk and just modify our tires. This should go well tomorrow.
Rockaholics, you know what's awesome? You can listen to KISW on the Odyssey app. And when you're logged in and listening, you're going to have a chance to win your share of $100,000. How easy is this? You just create your free account or log into your existing free account and just start streaming on the Odyssey app. You can get more info on the contest at KISW.com. Now, all week long, we've been all about the Olympics, and it's even transferred over into Beat Migs. We've got medals to give away to those who can beat you.
No, we got medals for me to keep.
Oh, really? Yes. Them's fighting words, Rockaholics. He's got a record of 208 wins, 60 losses, and 33 ties in 2024. Give us a call now to play Beat Migs, 206-803-ROCK. We'll play the game at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.